You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, y'all.
It's the Sports Hangover on this Tuesday, April 30th. As we got plenty to get into, of course, Saints, Pelicans, got some news there, NBA playoffs as well, and of course your opinions. Want them as well, as always. 800-998-1003 is the way to get in touch with us here on the show at ESPN Radio NOLA, and should be a fun day on this Tuesday here. So I don't know about you, I'll ask you. It's one of the things that's interesting, I guess, to me, and it is trying to get an understanding of what video have you seen more of? The Saints no call, or the James Harden three that should have been called a foul or not? I mean, it is just incredible the amount of attention's been gotten on that. We're going to have a little NBA playoff chatter here as well throughout the show. It is Tuesday, Touch 'Em All Timmy Tuesday. Will join us here in a quick sec, around 1:30. We'll talk a little baseball here as well, as we always do, baby cakes, and more importantly, a little Major League Baseball storylines. And also, we're coming up next segment, and we're going to have Jimmy Smith, Rivals.com, covers the Tigers. He is kind of like a lot of LSU fans right now, just pretty in awe by the commitments right now that LSU is getting. It's seemingly by the hour, by the day for sure, and over the weekend, by the weekend. Four stars here, five stars there, four or five stars everywhere. So, yeah, when you take a look at what they've been able to get, four- or five-star linebackers, outside linebackers, inside linebackers, safeties, receivers, the work. So, and Jimmy Smith covers the, of course, recruiting trail. So, who better to get than him to come on and chat with us a little bit about that here as well. That Jimmy Details, the way to follow him over on Twitter. Jimmy D. Smith got plenty to get into with him. One of the things, of course, that I want to get into here as well is the news that came out of Phoenix yesterday. Mark Stein, putting the news out there, and it's one step after another, step after another to me since David Griffin's hire of the Pelicans that has absolutely stood out. And the news yesterday was that the Pelicans and David Griffin managed to pull away from the Phoenix Suns their top, and I mean top, athletic trainer. So David Griffin successfully has recruited noted Suns athletic trainer Aaron Nelson to make the move to New Orleans. I remember last week, David Griffin tried to get Trent Redden to come from the Clippers. He decided to stay there, no doubt. Steve Ballmer, the owner, probably upped his pay to make sure he stayed there. Somehow the Pels managed to get Mr. Nelson away from the Suns. What is it, 17-plus years? 17 years? And more importantly, this. Jared Dudley plays in the NBA with the Nets. He tweeted right after Mark Stein posted that. Wow. Exclamation mark. One of the best trainers in the NBA, exclamation mark. Has been with the Suns since the Barkley days. Had a relationship with Griff with his Suns days as an assistant GM. Big win for New Orleans. exclamation mark. It's being heralded throughout the league as a massive, massive win. Why is this important? Why are we talking about an athletic trainer? If you've remotely paid attention to the Pelicans over the last several years, heck, since they've gotten here, when they were the Hornets, injuries and health has been a major, major issue, right? Major issue. So, how big is that? Massive. Massive to me. If you don't think that trainers matter, health matters, let's just go with the most recent franchise player in Anthony Davis. And most of the Pelicans players the last several seasons, getting second opinions, choosing their own doctors, not trusting the diagnosis of the staff, fans going bananas because an ankle injury will turn into a month and a half. I mean, it's just, right? We've always seen that. We've seen injuries take forever, and we've seen pretty much everybody get injured at one point, shape, or form. But again, more importantly, just take forever to heal. So, getting somebody that's noted, that's reputable, that has all of that, it matters. It absolutely matters. And I think one of the things that you look at, to me, is, again, it's part of just changing the narrative. And it's changing the narrative as, to me, looking like, hey, we know what's the issue, we know what's wrong, so here you go, let's fix it. It's easy to look at it and go, look, we need people in scouting, we need people in, to do different aspects, marketing, this and that, recruiting of players, and when I say recruiting, because in free agency, you're going to have to recruit these players to do that, so, you know, whether it's scouting, things of that nature, the video department, all of that. Okay. Training is massive, massively important. It's a long season. They start now mid-May. I mean, mid-October. And if you want to be playing, it's in May, right? It's April 30th. May, around the corner. And what does that mean? Postseason, second round. You want to be at least a second-round team and competing to make it into the conference finals. Well, all of that requires you to stay healthy, maintain, deal with training and issues. What was it? And we'll ask Scott here at the bottom of the hour, Scott Kushner of The Advocate, 117 different starting lineups or something like that? The last year and a half? That's ridiculous. Think about that when your starting lineup in that sport is five players. I mean, just think about that. Right? It's pretty incredible when you think about it. So we'll talk with Scott a little bit about that, but that's a huge win. That's a huge get. Hells fans, if you're listening out there, I got to imagine you think that that's a big thing, right? Don't you think that is something of note? Something of importance? I mean, I definitely think so. And I think one of the things that is of significance is he's at work, man. David Griffin is absolutely working. Working here, working there, working everywhere. Trying to get that staff. That staff is as important as anything else. It's one thing to try to go get players, or, you know, get them in a trade, do the draft, and all that's fine. You got to have the infrastructure in place. You got to have solid management, good people, man, athletic staff. That training staff, key. And when you're getting somebody that Shaq has credited, Grant Hill has credited with either extending their NBA career, helping their NBA career, giving them an NBA career. I mean, we're talking about big names, big-time athletes crediting this individual. He's now with your New Orleans Pelicans. That's big. It's big in a number of areas, as I said. One, it lets the league know, well, you're really serious. Look, you're serious by the hire of David Griffin. Now you're really serious. You're going out and you're recruiting people. Everyone saw David Griffin was trying to get Trent Redmond. So everyone sees he's trying to get top personnel people here. You know what that also means? He's getting phone calls. When people start thinking you're serious, people want to work with people like that. People want to work where, hey, maybe the dollar signs aren't exactly the end-all be-all. Clearly looks like David Griffin has said a couple of times. Gail Benson said, do what needs to be done. He said it before, right? What was the quote? I've made a number of outrageous demands, and she's gone through and met them all. That word starts spreading in the inner circles of the NBA. Executives, trainers, scouts, film. People then want to work there. So that's two. It's the second thing that this hire does. It tells everybody, seriously, they really mean business. Not only mean business, they really mean business. Three, what does this move do? Number three, tells players. It's one thing to tell, again, staff, that's important. If you want the best people, they got to feel they're going to a winning and a right situation. So I said two, tells the rest of the league you are, and it helps your recruiting of personnel because they're contacting you. You may not even know some people are available. Other people may be like, you know what, I like it here, but I'm going to give David a call. I like what's going on over there. And three, players. End of the day, players win. End of the day, the talent on the court determines if you win or not. Right? End of the day. So, when you look at it, that's kind of a big deal. Kind of a big deal. And what I mean by players and how it means and the way it goes, hey, you want to get free agents? You want top-tier talent? Having a guy like that matters. It matters. Absolutely matters. And I'm going to discuss this at the bottom of the hour. If something like this doesn't help her sway you-know-who to have second thoughts. Because remember, this whole issue, other than I've given it all, and, you know, I don't know how long I'm going to play. A lot what's been reported out there is, you know, this organization doesn't give them a chance to win. Not taking it seriously enough. Well, they brought in one of the top executives in the league. David Griffin. They've now hired one of the best, if not arguably the best, athletic trainer in the league. So your medical staff's going to be better. Your basketball operations will be better. Better decisions will be there. Does that help persuade him? I absolutely, look, Jared Dudley has no ties to the Pelicans, right? For him to just to go out and tweet that, I think that says something. Don't you think, Pels fans? That says something to me. When another NBA player goes out there and goes, wow, that is a big move, it's making news to the players. To the players. That's huge. You're helping recruit people to come here just by making moves like that. That's how big that hire is. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King. 504-909-KING. Go to kinginjuryfirm.com to find out all the different ways that they can help you as well. And trust me when I tell you it's a free consultation call. They'll take care of you. And more than anything else, they will, give you the info that you need. They can help you. They can't help you. They'll tell you. To be honest with you, it's a free consultation call. So go check them out. See the blogs. See the videos. Click the About Us section. You can see the different attorneys, who they are, their background, qualifications, the works at your leisure. You don't want to call them because you're shy, nervous, don't want to deal with it. You can submit an email. They got a little text form there that you can do. And there you go. You can work it that way as well. Sports Hangover continues next. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Embrace every opportunity for discovering the new 2019 Jeep Cherokee Latitude Plus during the spring sales event at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat in Houma. This Jeep is trail rated, tough, adventure ready, plus modern and sleek, and there's $69.44 off MSRP. Sounds good? Then hurry over to Southland Dodge today at 6161 West Park Avenue in Houma. They won't last long. WAC excludes TTNL. CCAP bonus must finance with Chrysler Financial. Non-prime must have Beacon score of 620 or less. LD truck owner loyalty must own an LD pickup.
Bailey's Tire Service is your one-stop shop auto repair center. Their goal is to satisfy customer needs that walk through the door with their selection of Cooper, Mastercraft, and Toyo tires. Bailey's Tire Service will treat your ride like their ride. So for auto repairs from oil changes, brake repairs, Bailey's Tire Service is your complete auto repair shop. Visit them online at baileystireservice.com or check them out on Facebook.
As a leader in sanitation for the oil and gas industry, Joe Septic Contractors caters to all field clients offering vacuum truck service for the offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Joe Septic Contractors offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings. Call Joe Septic Contractors today at 985-632-5592 or visit our website at www.joeseptic.com.
Warm weather means baseball, but it also means swarming termites. Hi, I'm Nichols baseball coach Seth Thibodeau. When I want to strike out termites, I put the local experts Dan Foster and Billy Foster in the game. Terminex targets termites where they live and eliminates the colony. Call the local team at Terminex of Houma for a free inspection and quote on termite protection. It will be a home run.
Terminex is a proud supporter of Nichols Athletics.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Ah, yes, I like this song, Sailing Away. Makes me think of the beach and Cinco de Mayo coming up on the weekend. Jimmy D. Smith joins us at Jimmy D. Tail. The way to follow him over on Twitter, the recruiting man himself, to talk about what's going on in Baton Rouge. Jimmy, how you doing this afternoon, man? Thanks for joining us.
Doing very well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, for sure, man. Jimmy, yikes. I was making the joke. It feels like by the hour, by the day, by the weekend, I keep seeing huge landings by LSU. Am I wrong on that, or is it really that frequent and that often right now? The Tigers are just crushing it in 2020.
They're absolutely killing it, and what they're doing right now, as far as LSU is concerned, it's unprecedented. You know, they've been a premium recruiting program for quite some time. Goes back to Nick Saban's days. But what we're seeing right now, the number one ranked recruiting class in the country, 3 5-stars already committed, the highest average star rating per recruit that LSU's ever had in the rivals' history, which goes back to 2002. And it's guys that maybe 3 months ago, nobody in the country even gave them a shot at. So it just goes to show how fluid a lot of this stuff is, and how great recruiters and persistent from your staff, as well as building hype around your program and all the things that go with it, can really pay off.
It's incredible. I want you to kind of give us a little background in it. We've gotten so much news in the last several weeks that it's crazy. And, Jimmy, you saw it, right? I mean, the spring game was almost a back burner to everything that LSU Hoops was doing, the Will Wade situation. Yeah, the Bell's thing here. That's why I have you on. I'm like, I need a refresher. I mean, and then I just saw your retweet, Sam Spielgen. What LSU set to look at one of the top quarterbacks in 2021. So they're continuing to do that. But you mentioned the 3 5-stars. What was it? A defensive back, a linebacker as well. Who are the 3 5-star guys?
Yeah, you have Elias Ricks, who's rated the number one corner in the country. And going off of last year, Derek Stingley, number one overall prospect in the country at cornerback. LSU DBU's just kind of building towards the future. This is a kid that recently announced he was making plans to move to Baton Rouge for his final year of high school.
Wow.
So that's really good for LSU. Rakeem Jarrett, five-star receiver, real dynamic kid. Everybody's raving about Jamar Chase. There's a lot that Rakeem Jarrett possesses from a skill set standpoint, athleticism, that resembles Jamar Chase. Very dynamic athlete, and that's part of what the LSU coaching staff sold to him. Come play that Jamar Chase role. We're going to move you around and do a little bit of everything, get the ball in your hands. And then the most recent last night, Antoine Sampa from Virginia, right outside of the D.C. area. They're really hitting that DMV area with Rakeem Jarrett, Antoine Sampa, Damone Clowney, Jadeveon Clowney's cousin, also committed in the class. They've really hit that area really hard. And this is the number one inside linebacker in the country, a real difference maker, a guy that a lot of people thought was a lock for Clemson. And then all of a sudden last night just kind of shocks the world, if you will, and announces that he's declaring for LSU. So those three are the big, you know, the big hitters as far as the star rating system is concerned. Those are all five-star guys, all elite guys at their position.
So, Jimmy, the obvious question, speaking with Jimmy Smith of Rivals here, covers recruiting. What is it? Well, what is Coach O selling them? Is it the other players? Because I'm asking you this on the fact that when Derek Stingley made the announcement, I remember, and I loved the video, I wondered, can somebody like that kind of get other players? And he even said it, look, we're going to try to get all kind of – so is it the players you're already getting that are helping get new players? Is it the message? I'm trying to – was it the success LSU had on the field last year? What do you think is the reason you're getting all these top five-star athletes?
I think it's a culmination of all that and more. When a guy like Stingley commits, it tells the rest of the country, you know, I'm an elite prospect. I could have picked anywhere in the country. I picked LSU because this is a premier program. That's kind of the statement, without saying so much, that's made with a commitment like that. And as my good friend J.J. McCleskey, who's now a cornerbacks coach at Tulane, always says, is dogs want to eat with other dogs. They don't want to eat with cats. So when you see top guys lining up to play at a program, it attracts others, and I think that's kind of what you're seeing here. And then you have the success from last year. They're returning most of those starters. Preseason polls are coming out. LSU's in everybody's top 10. And then the hiring of Joe Brady, you know, while he doesn't have a huge track record and resume that these kids are familiar with, they're hearing it from the coaches. And then when they come in and see the practices, and it doesn't resemble anything they're used to seeing in the LSU offense, it creates excitement. And then when the spring game happens and you see the tempo and you see both quarterbacks, Miles Brennan showing that he's ready, you know, to follow in the footsteps of Joe Burrow, it creates a sense of comfort for a lot of the younger offensive prospects. So there's so many factors that are playing into it. And somebody was asking me earlier today, can they maintain this recruiting momentum? Well, you're selling a lot of hype, obviously, and they're buying into it. So if the only way to maintain it is to win on the field when it actually counts in August. So, you know, all this is great, but if they don't follow it up with a strong season, it could fall apart as quickly as it came together.
Jimmy Smith, at Jimmy Details, way to follow on Twitter. It's interesting you just said that because last year that was, I guess, the concern, and I even brought that up too. You had this potential 2019 class that was going to be incredible. You had to go have some success on the field. You don't do that. You're not converting players from Georgia to LSU. Right. You're not getting stings. So they did, though. I mean, they were in the college football playoff rankings, so that gives you an idea where they were. So to that point, I agree with you 100%. You know, winning is going to help. That said, I don't think LSU's really had in the past issues with skill position players. You mentioned DBU. We've seen receivers go into the NFL, running backs go into the NFL. I'm just going by what Coach O says and what we see. You want to beat Bama, you got to do what Clemson sort of does. They just threw three dudes from the D-line in the first round in the NFL. The line, beef, D-line, O-line is where you're going to beat Bama. So when you look at the recruiting that's coming up, do you see the attention being placed there as well?
I really do, and they might not have the commitment to show for it quite yet. They have some solid guys in the class, solid numbers, but there's some big fish that they're trying to lure in with some pretty attractive bait, and I really think they're going to be able to pull a lot of it off. And it's not just the caliber of prospect they're recruiting. It's the types. They need to be more athletic up front. I think that's the difference. When you look at LSU stout up front, they've always been stout. They haven't been able to create a lot of penetration and have those really disruptive defensive linemen in recent years. And that's what you see from Clemson and Alabama and the types they're recruiting. And luckily for them, a lot of those types are in their backyard this year. Kind of shows that they're trying to change things a bit and become more disruptive on front of the defensive line. And they've acknowledged their flaws on the offensive line, most notably at the tackle position. They're doing a really good job of trying to lure some top prospects from around the country. They have Courtland Ford already committed from Texas. When I watch his film, this is a kid that looks like he's almost a plug-and-play type guy, really impact player, bends well, moves his feet well, really jolts the defensive lineman when he shoots his hand at the point of impact. So he looks like he could be an early contributor, and they're on the heels of many others. But for the defensive line, if they really want to hit a home run this year, they need to keep the guys in their backyard home, guys like Jaquellen Roy from ULAB, right next door to their campus. I mean, he's one of the most athletic 290-pounders of the country. A guy like that is a real difference maker. And Jalen Lee, also in their backyard at Live Oak, a guy that Alabama's got their eyes on, a really disruptive, versatile defensive lineman. If they can keep those guys home this year, I think they're definitely putting in the building block in place to become a national elite, national championship caliber program.
Speaking with Jimmy D. Smith at Jimmy Details, the way to follow him over on Twitter. He's got the recruiting thing down. Look, obviously, Bama's what a lot of LSU fans can't kind of keep an eye on as well. Going into last season, I'm like, look, I'm going to keep an eye on A&M. Look, you have to battle to be the number two team in the West. First, make that consistent, then you can start saying, I got my eyes on Alabama. That's how I feel. So can you kind of just paint a broad picture? How are the other teams in the West doing? Jimbo Fisher, pretty successful first year there. How is A&M and the rest of the SEC West kind of recruiting this past season and next year for 2020?
Yeah, I think, you know, A&M's definitely progressed a little bit over recent years. It wasn't just 3 or 4 years ago. Kevin Sumlin had that thing rolling. They were getting top five-star recruits from all over the place. But as you stated a little earlier, there's a lot of skill position guys, and they really weren't dominant at the line of scrimmage, so they weren't able to get across over that hump. I don't see that trend taking place yet at Texas A&M. They are getting a lot of top talent, but I see most of it at the skill position players. And until they get a dominant front on that defensive line, I think they're going to be a step behind the Alabamas, the Georgias, and what I'm thinking will become the LSUs of the world. Alabama, still Alabama. Let's not get it twisted. They're still right on LSU's heels for the number one recruiting class in the country. LSU just surpassed them with this latest commitment. It'll be back and forth all year. Alabama, you know, it's kind of like the draft. They don't really recruit. They draft players. They kind of get the pick of the litter and who they want. And LSU will just have to match that. It's not bringing Alabama down. It's stepping your game up to match what they're doing. And they're definitely making strides to do that. They have a higher star rating of average prospects committed than Alabama this year. When I look across the board in both classes, I see more impact players, more guys ready to play early at LSU than in the Alabama class. Can they send them off for the rest of the year? Can they finish that way? That's yet to be determined, and that'll be what determines how successful they are moving forward.
Jimmy, you know, it's interesting because over at Alabama, we've seen, especially in the last couple of seasons, man, it's in game for player and getting it done. Let's put in the freshman. So you're seeing that happen there. I've always wondered if that hinders recruitment or helps in terms of, hey, if you can play, they'll put you. Or if it hinders in that, hey, if I don't get it done one game, one half, you know, my rotation spot is out. You think that plays into a part in it? Because it's just the stakes just seem so high now where it's just you have to beat Bama, you have to get in the playoffs, and it's just win at all costs rather than trying to build and sustain success.
Yeah, I mean, you'll find very few players in the country, especially top guys, that are prepared to sit early in their careers. They all want to play right away. And when you have freshmen make an impact at a program, it certainly catches the eye of guys. But as you stated, those guys might become entrenched in the starting lineup now for years to come, and that could deter some guys. And it really almost depends on position group. If you have a young starting quarterback, it's really hard to recruit a guy and tell him, hey, you've got a shot to play maybe 3 years down the road. But if it's at a wide receiver, a linebacker, a cornerback position where there's multiple guys on the field and there's rotations taking place, you can convince the guy, hey, you might not be the number one option this year or maybe 2 years, but you'll be involved early and you'll be the replacement of this guy moving forward and become the star of our offensive package or whatever it might be. So it's different cells depending on positions, and it's one of those tricky, slippery slopes coaches play when they're trying to juggle depth chart moving forward, sales pitches to kids, and all the other things that come with it.
Jimmy, tell the folks what you're doing, man, and what's going on over there, Rivals.
Yeah. I'm really excited. Building a great team over here. We have Ron Higgins, a Hall of Fame writer in two different states, helping us with the beat. Jarrett Roser, longtime beat writer for LSU with NOLA.com, TimesPicayune, over at TigerDetails.com. I'm your publisher. I also provide all little tidbits on recruiting and everything in between. A lot of good content. Cover all sports, all angles. So check us out, TigerDetails.com, part of the Rivals Network.
Dude, thank you so much, man. Glad I got you on, and let's make it a habit. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure, man. TigerDetails.com, folks, go check him out. Seriously, one of the best in the business. Jimmy D. Smith, at Jimmy Details, the way to follow over on Twitter. Tell Ron hi for me. I love reading his stuff.
I do, too. I'm telling you. Editing is not my favorite part of the job, but I never have to edit that man. I read
it's great. Some of his commentary and columns, you just sit back, relax, and you want to open a cold one and light a cigar, because it just it really is one of those. Hey, it's like a
novel.
The
headlines alone sometimes. Joe Oliva is fired. Pop goes the weasel is Ron's headline.
There it is, no doubt, man. Thank you so much, Jimmy. We'll get him on as well, man. We'll try to help you all out over at TigersDetails.com as much as we can, man.
All right, thanks, you guys. Take care, bud.
For sure, man. Thank you so much. Just had to get him on because, again, it just seemed like every 5 seconds I'm refreshing on Twitter, and I probably do that a little bit too much, Joey, look at Twitter. It's LSU lands another one, man. And, again, you just heard it from him. So 3 5-stars already for next year. To go with this year's class, which was really, really good. So, Jordan, maybe you'll have more than 3 players drafted in the NFL in the coming future. Remember, Glenn Gilbo said that right after those 2 years in the early 2000s, in which they only had 3 players drafted 2 years later. What did they do, Jordan? Do you remember what I told you? What did they do?
No, I don't.
Thank you for paying attention.
I was tweeting.
They won the national championship. Scott Kushner, the Advocate, will join us next. We will chat after a couple of phone calls. We'll get their opinions as well. Then we'll speak with Scott, and we'll see what's going on ESPN New Orleans.
Here in South Louisiana, traditions matter. Whether it's community festivals or Sunday afternoon family gatherings, we value these regular occurrences as part of our fabric of life. At SL Bank, we're built on the traditions of true community banking, relationship-based, service-driven banking that embraces your financial goals as much as you do. Come see us today. SL Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender in La Rose, North La Rose, Golden Meadow, Cutoff, and Galliano.
Hi, I'm Brett Chesson, a certified athletic trainer and manager of Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that TGMC provides certified athletic trainers to high schools in Terrebonne Parish free of charge? The partnership between TGMC and all 7 high schools in Terrebonne Parish allows student athletes to receive education, prevention, and care measures at school during practices and games. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. TGMC Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
Progressive presents Get Pumped, inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right. On time and on budget, Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. Same tools, same warranty, new name. Plus, for 3 days only, save an additional 5% just by using your Lowe's business credit account. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Credit offer valid 4/30 through 5/2. Subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Oh, big talker, ain't it?
The man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Yes. Some called it a curse. Some called it voodoo. I'm shocked Scott Kushner never suffered time and spent it injured just covering the Pels from Pierre the Pelican to, you name it, injuries were a big issue. Scott Kushner, the advocate, here to join us to talk about the big news from the Pels. That's Scott D. Kushner's the way to follow over on Twitter and some NBA playoff chats. What's going on, Scott? How are you?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm fantastic. We found somebody that knows how to tape an ankle. Look, I don't think you can underestimate it. I mean, it is what it is. Since Peja to now, injuries have been an issue with this franchise since moving to New Orleans. How big, and I had to get you on because of all the beat writers and reporters, you've written pieces after pieces on how the structure, how this organization needs to be taken this way, all the elements that need to be involved in there, and all of that. So you have really good background as to what have been some issues. How big is this hire?
It's important. I think, you know, all of these what's happened the last couple of weeks when you look, really last couple of months, when you start with Anthony Davis's trade request and mm-hmm. look at what's occurred since that moment, it's really hard to not think that they've learned a lesson, and that this served as the catalyst that many people hoped it would. And that's a huge step for this franchise, that they've learned from their mistakes. And it's one thing to have problems. It's another thing to be stubborn and continue to repeat those problems. And what you saw is you basically had all-world, you know, first-team All-NBA-type talent come through your program, come through your franchise, and walk out the door with nothing to show for it. And it should be a wake-up call, and it was. The structure didn't make sense. There's no reason to have Mickey Loomis on top of the basketball side. That never made any sense. I think all of us agreed with that. I think Mickey Loomis agreed with that to a large degree. Yeah. It was just not, you know, he was basically playing the role of owner, but he has a pretty significant job. So the idea that Del Demps was basically the only basketball person at an executive level never really made a lot of sense. So now they're having a real infrastructure overhaul. Not only they fired Del Demps, they brought in David Griffin, and they're allowing David Griffin to really act in a way that allows him to compete at the level that Del Demps never really got to. He's bringing in, you know, when he goes after a guy like Trent Redden, who would have been way more than anybody, you know, on the Pelican staff the last 5 or 6 years. Now that didn't work out. He ended up staying in Los Angeles, and then they go get Aaron Nelson, who is the head trainer for the Phoenix Suns, who have, you know, far and away, if there's one positive thing you've ever heard about the Suns the last decade, is that they have an excellent medical staff, and David Griffin went out and got him. And that's the type of thing that they were not poaching people's best anywhere really around the league for the last decade, and now they're doing things like that, and that in itself is a major change. It doesn't mean they're going to win basketball games.
Right.
It does show that there is a difference and something is happening.
In short, I said in the opening segment, speaking with Scott Kushner of The Advocate here, I said it does three things immediately. It shows you, once again, you are serious. That's one. Two, it lets the rest of the league know, no, seriously, we're serious, which means, Scott, other people may be calling David Griffin. You know, people that never thought about working here going, hey, I like that situation over there. I want to see what's going on over there. Let me call and see if they need me or if they need a situation there just by making a move like that. And thirdly, Jared Dudley. He has no ties that I know of to the Pelicans, right, Scott? So here's a player in the NBA tweeting how good that move was. That's recruiting. All of us, just by one move, I think you serve three purposes. I mean, that was pretty big for Jared Dudley to do that.
Yeah, and Dudley obviously played in Phoenix, which is where his background with, you know, that training staff comes into effect and why he carries some credibility there.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, he's not benefiting from that at all unless he's planning on retiring this year, which I don't know. Trying to get a job with David Griffin. But, no, I mean, this is exactly the type of stuff that they've needed to do. I mean, how many stories, and it's not even so much the Misty Suri and his like medical surgical staff, it's the rest of it. It's the trainers, it's the idea that you're stuck kind of in this weird space where the Saints people have some level of say in the Pelican side, and that, you know, when they had the former training staff, and I'm not an expert on this, I can't tell you what training staff is good and what training staff is bad,
right,
and what methods they're doing, but what I do know is the reputations that have come across the league. And I know the Pelicans were considered for a very long time to be just about the worst. And that was, when you talk to someone like Eric Gordon, who I know is not well-liked by Pelicans fans, but when he leaves New Orleans and goes to Houston and says, this is a totally different experience as far as the medical side, as far as getting me ready to play, that's a red flag. And I know people might not like him and they don't like hearing that because they think it's insulting to their team. But it's a reality check, and it's one that Dell Demps never fully picked up on. He changed in pieces here and there, but they never got the full picture of, hey, we need to totally sever ourselves from the Saints, and we need to completely redo this in a way that is not just comparable to the rest of the NBA, but superior to the rest of the NBA. And it never felt like that was a huge priority. It felt like more that they were trying to, you know, do it in a way that preserved value and do it in a way that maybe was more feasible economically.
Right.
And now it doesn't feel that way anymore. It feels like they are trying to be the best, and that is a very different mentality.
It's refreshing, I'll tell you that. That's for sure. Scott Kushner at Scott D. Kushner. You know, you're familiar with Tulane, of course, and with what I get a chance to do, I get to meet a lot of the different members of the different parts of the staff. And Dan Rickaby is the trainer for the men's basketball team there. He was the trainer, Scott. I don't know if you know who Dan is or you've gotten a chance to talk to him, but he trained the Chinese national basketball team for the Olympics, and it was also a trainer for the Chicago Bulls at a time. So I've had some nice discussions over crawfish or on a road trip when he did the women's team for a bit on what it goes. Unless you kind of are in that world and get it, you're right. This goes beyond diagnosis of a neck strain. This goes beyond setting up an MRI, taping an ankle. It's about, as you said, the phrase, which is what got me thinking of Dan, getting you ready to play, to maintaining, to sustaining. Dude, you're in camp in September. You're working all summer to get your body into it. They're now starting early October. It's April 30th. The second round's just getting underway. That's a long, long time to try to keep that body going. And when I spoke with Dan in years about all the stuff that he's done, so much of quote-unquote athletic training is literally just maintaining that body and getting you ready for the next game, getting you ready for that series, recovery, all those different elements. So, yeah, it goes beyond what I think a lot of fans sort of hear and like, oh, you lift weights and you tape an ankle. Dude, it's so much more than that.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a huge part of, and God knows, if you were to, every single year, when you look back at the Pelican season, especially the losing season, the first thing that came out of Airline Drive from everyone associated was, well, we got hurt. Well, we got hurt.
Right.
Well, we got hurt. Well, we got, and it's like, well, then there's the problem that you keep getting hurt at a rate that is way higher than everybody else. And you know, some of those instances, like with Drew Holiday, he cleaned it up. Drew Holiday hired a different trainer, and the Pelicans smartly brought in Mike Guevara, and it totally changed the way that Drew Holiday's body worked. And he even admits his nutrition is different, his preparation is different, and everything, and you saw what that allowed him to do. So it does make a huge difference. But again, like, I'm not remotely expert enough to tell you what they're supposed to be doing and what they're supposed to be doing. What matters, though, and the stuff that really actually will play a role for this franchise going forward is the idea that they're not doing things just for the sake of getting by. They're not just trying to do something that works a little bit and works enough that is satisfactory. They're trying to do it in a way that is better than the other teams and better than their competition and puts them on a plane that allows them to have no hindrances when they're going about their work. It's hard enough to acquire players and acquire talent and win in this league. It is really almost impossible to do it when you're working from a disadvantage, which they had been for the last few years because they didn't have basketball people making a lot of basketball decisions. And now you've got that is erased. And that on its own really does matter. And it, we'll see if it actually makes a difference. They still have a lot of work. They've got to go out and get a lot of players, do a lot of right trades, and catch some luck. It's not easy, but they are at least now putting themselves on an even plane with most of the good teams in the league.
Yeah, no,
they are not the Golden State Warriors. They're not the Knicks.
Right, right. No, look, you tweeted it. I mean, you tweeted earlier. Players win, but getting the infrastructure, getting a place where people want to go and feel comfortable again. It's never a bad thing when a player on another team says, man, New Orleans, you got a good one. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's never a bad thing when you're trying to get players to come. Those are selling points. I mean, when you and I look at job opportunities, we look at, okay, what kind of benefit package they got? Do they got good vacation? What's the environment look like? Do they say, hey, you get an hour and a half for lunch? Do you got a playground? You like Google where you got like an amusement park inside of your office? Those are all selling points to whether or not you want to make that place a destination to work, you know?
Of course, yeah, no, all that stuff matters, and it counts, and just the restructuring of the, and this, look, this works on both ways.
Yeah.
Phoenix has been considered a pretty bad place to be for the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. This does not help, okay, that they're losing talent to New Orleans, and for New Orleans, it is the exact opposite, where for a long time, this has been one of the absolute lowest free agent destinations. And I think everyone there admit they kind of had to overpay anybody to get them to come here. And now that might not be quite the case. I still think it'll be difficult to recruit talent unless they're winning at a high level. But I do think that this goes a long way in at least taking those steps to build an organization that you're now at least in the middle of the pack, that you're not considered one of the worst franchises, that people don't point to them as saying, oh, here's a place with huge problems and all that kind of stuff. That's going away. And David Griffin does a lot to lend the credibility to at least stop that conversation. And now it starts fresh. And, you know, it's just the ability of this team to transform itself, this franchise to remake itself. Those things count. And, you know, are they going to put butts in the seats? No. Are they going to win games? No. But they do have the infrastructure in place for them to win. You've heard Troy Dannon say it a million times. Tulane never had that, and now they're trying to build it. And it takes a long time to do it, but you can't start from a disadvantage. It just makes life so much harder to start from behind.
No doubt.
And what they're taking away.
I'll say this. I know no doubt covering this team, you have to like what you're seeing. Let's see what happens here. Hey, bud, 2 weeks from today. I don't know where you're planning on watching the draft lottery over there, but over at Vinny's, where you're at every Thursday, I'm going to hang out there. So draft lottery watch party, if you want to come by, man, it's on me. Come have some fun with us. But I'm being serious. We could have a lot of fun. I mean, I'm excited about the draft lottery. I don't know what that tells you, but I am excited. That said, playoffs are still going on. Celtics, Bucks tonight, Rockets, Warriors. I know you have the fiddle in your hand. You've been practicing. You're going to play it for us, the fiddle, to play the sad violin song for James Harden, who's unfairly being treated by the referees. And tonight all the NBA did was go find the ref that they don't really care for, James Harden and Chris Paul. Tonight ought to be fun.
It's so ridiculous. Is there a worse series to watch? And it's such a shame because they're both so good, the two teams. But, I mean, every single whistle.
There it is.
And every non-whistle is just, the throwing your hands up.
Yep.
Can't believe it. And this is we live in a place where people have gone a little overboard on refs, okay? And even this, I think, is over the top.
Not a dribble, Scott, crazy. Without a foul. Not a dribble.
Everything. That was some of the Chris Paul, like, losing his mind. I was like, what are you looking at? Like,
yeah, I don't. Not. You're right. Just go play basketball, man. But look, that's tonight at 9:30. The Celtics-Bucks is also a fun series. My theory is I want Boston to play really well, get to a game seven, and just miss it either here or the next round and go, aha, we need AD. If you're a Jason Tatum fan, you know what I'm saying? That's kind of what you want in this series. You think Milwaukee bounces back tonight?
I would think so. I mean, losing those first two at home is pretty rare. I expect they'll, adjust to some levels of the way that they took away Giannis. But, the thing with Boston, Jason Tatum just hasn't done much, Mm-hmm. He's been kind of a non-factor, and I do wonder if that makes him more expendable. I do wonder if that makes the Pelicans think twice about, his fit. Mm-hmm. But as dynamic and, productive as he was in the playoffs last year, all of a sudden he's playing next to Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward, and he kind of disappears. And it's a little strange to see it offensively. And, I think it would make him more receptive to going somewhere else. The idea that he kind of got, what do you have, 6 points? He had 4 points. He has not done much in these playoffs, especially, the last couple games. So, we'll see what that means, but I still think he's obviously a very good player. Whether or not he is a all-star mainstay, those type of things, I have no idea. But it's he's definitely the person I'm watching the most because I think he's probably the most likely to get in.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Look, that Sixers-Raptors series was sort of fun. Big win for Philly on the road there, huh?
Yeah. I mean, that's what
I was surprised.
Needed to do.
Yeah,
they're so talented. I mean, it's crazy when you look at what that team has and you see, those four guys are so freaking good. And you're like, yeah, they should be able to beat anybody. And so the four teams left in the East are fantastic. The two teams in the West are really good. And you've got kind of, with the exception of Golden State being really, head and shoulders kind of better than everybody else when they're on their game, you've got an interesting playoffs. It just does feel like the fun has been sucked out of it a little bit because Golden State is, such a dominant force that until you see them lose, you just don't believe anybody else can actually.
No, I hear you. And Scott, don't forget that we have our own excitement in 2 weeks. NBA draft lottery, baby. NBA draft lottery.
Nothing like those three commercials they managed
That's
to pile
it.
Up.
Hey, there's you can't get more excitement than waiting to see an envelope open and Adam Silver looking up with this, behind the glasses and announcing the name. You're trying to read the lips. You're trying to see if comes out first, if it's New Orleans or not. I mean, can't wait, Scott. I can't wait.
And do two picks commercial, two more commercial.
That's Scott D. Kushner is the way to follow him on Twitter with The Advocate covers the Pelicans. Thanks, man, for your time. Appreciate it.
All right, see you.
Yeah, for sure. At ESPN Radio, no less the way to chime in, 800-998-1003 here as well. Take a quick break. Hour 1 brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. Get injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. You're listening to Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Greg LeBlanc has the deals. Shop now online or in person at Greg LeBlanc Toyota. Our new Express store makes shopping online easier than ever. We now offer home delivery. Get the all-new 2019 Tundra TSS off-road for just $32,990. That's just $32,990 for a new off-road Tundra four-door. All Louisiana residents are welcome to participate in Greg LeBlanc Toyota's low, low prices on new Toyotas. Shop online. Shop now at GregLeBlancToyota.com and save today because Greg LeBlanc has the deals.
Model 8239, MSRP 38449, 4,000 rebate plus TTNL.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Thursdays have lunch with the Sports Hangover at our ESPN Lunch Club as we're live at Vinny's in Metairie, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive. Each and every Thursday, we'll do the show live from Vinny's where you can enjoy delicious fresh wraps, burgers, and more. Vinny's is also home to the best happy hour in town, 3 to 7 p.m. every day. And that happy hour includes signature cocktails. Stop in this and every Thursday at Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive in Metairie for the Sports Hangover, 12 to 3 p.m. on ESPN New Orleans. Collins.
Dare to do more during the semi-annual sale at Jared. It's our best sale of the season, featuring 20% off select loose diamonds. So whether you're ready to ask the big question or simply celebrating mom, there's never been a better time to declare your devotion. Shop May 1st through 5th for custom engravings, a wide range of diamond bridal and fashion jewelry, and exclusive collections you won't find anywhere else. Visit us in-store or jared.com and dare to be devoted.
Offer on select GSI certified loose diamonds valued at $5,000 or less while supplies last. In-store only. See jared.com/offers for details.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Joey, I'm waiting for the part that goes, ah! Oh, okay. Come from the land of the ice and snow. Winter's coming. See what I just did there? See what I just did there? I just made a Game of Thrones
yeah,
reference.
Yeah, you don't watch Game of Thrones. No, I don't. Stuff.
I'm probably one of the only people in the world that doesn't do that. And, yeah, I've watched The Avengers, the first one. I haven't watched the others. You and Brian can't believe it. I actually think both of y'all want to disassociate yourselves from me.
A little bit.
Not call me my friend. Based on that. Yeah, I'm in no rush or hurry to go see Endgame. I don't know where... What I tried to explain to y'all yesterday was this. It was fine if it's like one movie, here it is, and then the sequel comes out a year or two later, and that's fine. There's like 21 movies, literally.
Watch them when they come out.
There's 21.
Watch them when they come out.
I keep seeing the, what do you need to do to be ready for Endgame? How it ties up 21, because my wife told me that. And I'm like, what do you mean it ties up 21 movies? What are you talking about? Sure enough, I saw
any spoilers.
I have no spoilers. I didn't watch anything. My point is, I see on E! Online, they're like, yeah, here are the 21 movies you should brush up on before seeing Endgame. Who has that time? I haven't had any time. There's no time.
How about
I ate dinner last night? Because somebody didn't nap yesterday.
Sounds like a you problem.
And it was absolutely like the Tasmanian Devil. I love my son. But my point, it was the Tasmanian Devil last night. Crying, screaming, throwing everything. 9:45, I sat down and ate. You tell me when I'm going to watch Captain Marvel or whoever.
Don't pay attention to
how many
Jordan.
Thors
He's a
they
white
got.
Walker.
I feel like
He's
there's five
walker.
Thors. How many Thors? Do you know? Thor Ragnarok, Thor this, Thor that.
How about you just watch them when they come out?
How many
out,
Iron Mans? There's like seven Iron Mans.
You would have
I was
from
cool.
The
I had gotten to like Iron Man 3, yet he's in like other movies. So I don't know which one I'm watching. Am I watching Iron Man? Or am I watching Iron Man's cameo in something? What am I watching?
Watch them all.
There's 25 people that played Spider-Man in the last 10 years. I don't know who Spider-Man is anymore. I liked the Superman reboots. Those are going great. Then they stop doing that and he dies. Where's that at? What happened?
But I'm Batman.
Right. I don't even know who Batman is anymore. I mean, like all the worlds are crossing. I can't follow that. I'm a 2-year-old. I have no life. And when I get one day off... One, and when I call it a day off, that's mom, dad, can you watch him? Or we put him to bed, so it's easier for my parents most of the time. And we get like 2 hours.
Do you have Netflix?
Yeah, like 2 hours. Netflix? Got no time for Netflix.
Do you have Netflix?
Yeah, no, I don't. When am I going to watch Netflix?
He has an antenna.
Yeah, when am I going to watch Netflix? You can stream it. I mean, Brian's like, stream it. Stream when? When do you want me to stream?
While you're feeding the kid?
While I'm feeding the kid.
Yeah.
You're going to be a great dad.
While you're
dad.
Changing his diaper?
Well, you're going to be a great dad.
While you're giving him a bath?
Hold on, Carver. Hold on. Oh, that's awesome. Pause. Yeah, no, that doesn't work. There's no time to watch 21 movies. Everybody's like, don't spoil it. Don't worry. I don't know where the storyline is.
Binge.
Yeah. Last I checked, the Hulk was beating the bejesus out of somebody, slamming him into the ground. That's the last Avengers movie I saw. That's it.
That's all of them.
Yeah, that's it. Iron Man was in space. There's some black hole. He fell to the ground. The Hulk caught him. And I happened to see it this weekend. So there you go. I'm caught up.
No.
No, exactly. I found out it was 3 movies ago. Like in 2012. It's like it's 2019. I have a lot of catching up to do. Coming up, I promise we'll talk to Portes. Coming up top of the hour, why the NFL draft likely won't be here. We've been talking about this. And Tim Grubbs will join us at 1:30. Coming up in hour 3, we'll hear from UNO's new athletic directors being introduced right now. As a matter of fact, at 1 o'clock, we're going to hear from Tim Duncan, coming up at 2:45. Just got word that he might give us a call then. And, yeah, we'll have some fun. Gary Smith will preview Tulane UNO baseball at 2:15. Colonels get back into action tomorrow. Had a good weekend over the weekend, winning that series. Sports Hangover continues next with Hour 2 on ESPN New Orleans.